We're having a chat to one of the scout leaders from the Jamboree, Ben Cherry-Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER today.
No problem.
Now, I hope you're staying dry this morning. It must have been an epic last few days down there in Appin. How have you all handled the weather?
The scouts have handled it brilliantly. Luckily today, the weather seems to be drying up, so hopefully it keeps going that way so the scouts can have even more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our activities have been going on. The scouts' clothes may have gone wet, but their spirits certainly didn't.
Well, it seems that you get people from all over the country and the world coming to this. It's once every 3 years, I think it is. What sort of activities do people do at the Jamboree?
Each Jamboree has varied activities. The one here, we've got a lot of activities running. But on-site, we have our high ropes, low ropes, flying fox. We have a base called Cirque du Scout, where scouts learn how to do circus skills. Off-site, they get to go have air activities and fly. Over Cataract itself, what they do is a lot.
That's fantastic. And I guess it says that you teach the young people leadership skills through risk-taking. Now, what sort of skills do you sort of do through risk-taking? How do you get these kids out of their comfort zone?
So, through responsible risk-taking, scouts learn how best to communicate, how to work together as a team. They also learn where their limits are and what the limits of their team is. Together with everything they do, what they learn whilst they undertake all our activities, as well as the program as a whole, is phenomenal.
And I guess it's a lot of life skills that they can then use as they grow up, right?
Oh, yes. If it wasn't for scouts for me, I wouldn't be here talking to you. It brought me out of my shell, taught me how to speak to people. Been amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Now, this is a pretty big event. Like, how do you sort of logistically manage 11,000 people? How many people do you personally look after?
With skill. That's how you manage them. This event has been in planning for 4 years,
right,
with over a million volunteer hours put in. At the moment, all the scouts, they are supported by 2,500 volunteer leaders from all over the country and all over the world. Myself, at this Jamboree, I'm not overseeing anyone. I'm actually helping out on the media to make sure that they get the best of everything that's coming in.
Nice. Well, that's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that it's all volunteers as well. We here at the station all work on a volunteer basis as well. And I think it's great that people put in so much time to pretty much helping young kids develop their skills and work out what they want to do with their lives.
Yes, Scouts is all about the children, developing them, making sure that what Scouts offers they get and can go on to lead successful and fulfilling lives.
Yeah, that's great. Now, there is a major review underway of the Scout movement in Australia. I understand there's a few changes maybe in the wings. Can you tell us anything that the review is hoping to achieve and what changes may come from it?
The Youth Program Review is looking at everything that scouting in Australia does. Some of the changes we're looking at, our promise and law, we're looking at how our award scheme works and how we can best encourage all of our youth members to undertake it. As a whole, what this Jamboree is doing is supplying a very big group of people input into youth program review going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's doing is a lot.
That sounds fantastic. It sounds like it's the numbers have gone down, obviously, since the peak times in the 60s, but they seem to have sort of leveled off a little bit now to around 14,000 members in Australia. Are you hopeful that the Scouts can sort of continue into the future and parents will be encouraged to get their kids involved?
At the moment, we have over 55,000 Scouts in Australia.
Oh, right. Sorry, my numbers are way off.
That's no worry. And over 40 million worldwide.
Yeah.
And Scouts is here for the long run. What we offer is a program designed to develop the entire child. So not one aspect, but all of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be around to encourage people to join. Scouts offers a safe place for a child to be themselves and learn and grow.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's good to hear from you. It's hopefully you dry out a bit today and the kids can sort of go out and do some stuff without rain pelting them for the next couple of days. But when do you wrap up there?
We wrap up on the 12th is our closing ceremony, and on the 13th, everyone is off-site.
Right. Well, it should be a hectic few days. Good luck with it all for the rest of the Jamboree, and thanks for chatting to us today.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Cheers.